Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And tonight I thought I'd take a little bit of a change, a bit of a new direction, just for tonight's show though, and take a big step back and talk about the astrology signs, the signs of the zodiac. I think it's important that we start with the basics, and I'm going to go through what each sign is about, what it means, the characteristics, the traits of each sign, and talk more about how they're grouped into their classifications via elements or qualities, and really talk about how each sign gets on with the other. Now, this is not about compatibility. This is more about what each sign is about and what each sign means. So there are 12 signs in the zodiac, and one for each month of the year, but they don't always fit into the human-made calendar. So that's why with the signs of the zodiac, they start and end at different days. Even sometimes they can vary each day, year to year, when they start and finish. But typically it's about the same time. So for example, if you will look at Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, Aries starts approximately on the 20th or the 21st of March. It depends where you are in the world. If you're in Australia, they're a day ahead of us here in the US. So they're always a day ahead. So it would be March 21st, where in the US, the start of Aries would be March 20th. And that's because astrology is based on the natural cycles of the Earth, of our solar system. And as I said before, the calendar is human-made. So that's why it doesn't fit perfectly, like Aries is not April 1st through April 30th. It just doesn't work that way. So that's why as well it's important to know your time of birth to really determine what sign you are if you're born on one of those cusp days. And, you know, for example, if you don't know if you're a Pisces or an Aries and you were born on March 20th or the 21st, if you have your birth time, then that will tell you most definitely what sign you are, because the birth time is really crucial with astrology, because what it does is it gives you the exactness. So the sun will change sign not only on March 20th, but it will be at a particular time, and it will change every year what time that is. It'll be always on the, say if it's moving, the sun's moving into Aries, it will always be on the 20th or 21st that the sun moves into Aries, but the time of day, say 10:36 a.m., it might be happening this year, and then next year it might be 3 p.m. It just depends. So that's why astrology can be a little bit confusing sometimes, especially if you're a cusp, because it's not clear. So that's the reason why there's different dates and most certainly different times. So with astrology, people typically think of their sun sign or their star sign. So when somebody asks you what your sign is, that they mean what sun sign are you? But really, it's the exact moment of your birth and the location. So it's date, time, and place of birth, which is what is most important to astrologers. And from that information, we can cast a chart. And from that information, we can tell where the planets are at the time of your birth. And the time of birth means the very first breath that you take. And if you are premature, that doesn't matter. It's all around the very first breath that you take on this earth. And that is when the chart is cast. And what's important with the birth time is not only if you're a cusp baby, not sure which sun sign you are, but the time of birth determines the ascendant and each of the houses. And so that's why it's very important. And what ties into the birth time is the birth location. Because if you were born, say, up in Alaska, the chart wheel would look very different. It would be very much some houses bigger than the other houses. And if you're born near the equator, then you'd have equal houses. Now, I'm getting a bit too far ahead of myself and a bit into too much jargon. So I will take a step back again, because I promised in the beginning I would just stick with the basics, and now I'm leaping ahead, which is sometimes unavoidable when it comes to astrology, but I will try not to do that throughout tonight's show. So every planet, at the moment of your first breath, you've got your sun sign, but then you've got all the other planets in all the other signs, and then how they interact with each other. That's what makes up the characteristics of an individual. And then you've got something called transits, which means the planets can keep moving. The planets don't stay still. They move in their orbit around the sun, and then that they interact with your natal planets, and then that's what gives the planetary forecasting. So it's very complex. It's not just, it's unfortunate that people do think that astrology is just a sun sign and a daily horoscope. It's a great place to start, and everybody has to start at that point. But then there's so much more to it. There's so much more complexity. So with the sun sign, you know, there's only 12 signs, and we can't as humans be grouped into 12 categories. It really doesn't work that way. Humans are so much more complex and vastly different. And that's why all the other planets come into consideration. That's what brings it all together. So you don't just have all the planets in different signs. Then you've got the influence of the 12 houses and the 12 signs and astrologers. I typically use in my readings, I do use asteroids and other points. So there's more than just the planets. Then you've got the four main asteroids and where they're sitting. And it definitely gets very complicated, but also extremely insightful. And there are so many different forms of astrology, or I shouldn't say forms, so many different categories of astrology. What I talk about each week in the show is where the planets are and what they're doing this week and how they affect all of us. So that's called forecasting. But what I'm talking about now is natal astrology, and natal means at the time of birth. There's other things, electional astrology, which I do a lot of for many of my clients, and that's picking really good days to do stuff. Over the years, I've picked many wedding dates or time to sign sign contracts, I've done a lot of, and good times to open a business. So that's electional astrology. There's other things out there, medical astrology, weather astrology. Horary is when somebody asks a question and then they get an answer from the chart, but you really have to know what you're doing in that instance, because it can be very complicated. So back to the sun signs. Each sign of the zodiac is associated with a particular symbol. So, for example, you've got Aries, which is the ram, Taurus, which is the bull, Gemini, the twins, Cancer, the crab, and so on. So it's interesting, because when you think about the animal or the symbol that's associated with the sign, that can be very telling and insightful. So, for example, with Aries, the ram, you know, think of two rams butting heads with those great big horns. That's really the classic Aries. It's very headstrong. Or Taurus, the bull, that big animal out in the paddock until you wave the red flag. So if you have any Taurians in your life, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They're very mellow until you're waving that red flag in front of them. So I'm going to start with Aries, and I'm going to go through the zodiac in order. So it's going to be from Aries through Pisces, and I'm going to talk about the characteristics of each of the signs. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and of course it's highly appropriate because, as I said, think about the symbol of Aries being the ram, those big horns, which means they're headstrong, they're impulsive, and Aries doesn't usually back down from a challenge or a confrontation. Now think about those Aries in your life, and you might understand what I'm talking about. So it's like, confrontations can be exciting, but they can also lead to a frustrating locking of horns. And so there's always a flip side to everything. You know, Aries are very exciting people. They're always on the go, always on the move. You know, they're a cardinal fire sign. They're ruled by Mars, which is the planet of passion. So that's why Aries is one of the strongest, most impulsive and courageous signs of the zodiac. They can be very fearless when it comes to a challenge and conquest, and especially when it comes to their love life. They like to be the one that's pursuing, not the one that's getting pursued. And they put a single-minded intensity into everything that they do in their life. But the thing is, it's like you've got to hold their attention for long enough, because Aries gets very bored very quickly and then moves on to the next thing. So that's the thing with Aries. They're a cardinal sign, and the other cardinal signs are Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, which means they're very good at initiating or starting new things, but they get bored very quickly and will move on. They're not really one to see things through to the end. Of course, the disclaimer of this is, you know, Aries might have some other planets in Taurus because it's the sign next to it, which gives it more stability and a bit more of a stubborn nature and can see things through to the end. So I'm just talking about the sun signs only, but really there's all these other influences that are applicable in one's natal chart. So back to Aries. So with Aries, I always say Aries are the fearless warriors of the zodiac. They are the ones out front. They are the soldiers. They are the ones protecting us. I think of firemen, fire people, really being the Aries. It's sort of like they're the brave warriors. They're the ones protecting and saving us. You know, there's always excitement around Aries, but sometimes that can verge toward agitation. Aries is hot-blooded, which can mean a fiery temper to match a strong drive. They're very passionate about a lot of things. The fiery temper, they're a fire sign. The other fire signs are Leo and Sagittarius. Now, Aries can get mad pretty fast when it doesn't get what it wants. But the good news is that it rarely holds a grudge. It's too busy moving on to the next thing to really hold on to something. Aries doesn't hold a grudge. You know, there's just too much to see and do if you're an Aries. Too much to see and do in life to waste time clinging to old, outmoded emotions. While another sign, not naming any other signs, Cancer, but would still be stewing in its juices. Aries is already off jumping headfirst into the next adventure. So there you have the traits of an Aries. I think that Aries would make great race car drivers and karate instructors. So there you have it. And, of course, firefighters and fearless, brave warriors. Next up, the second sign of the zodiac is Taurus, And Taurus is symbolized by the bull because they can be very stubborn and they can dig their heels in when faced with the need to step aside or change course. Because as a fixed sign, once you set your mind to something, there's no turning back. That's not always a bad thing, but there's a flip side to everything. Taurus is one of the strongest signs of the zodiac and can pull its own weight when necessary. Now, Taurus is a fixed sign. The other fixed signs are Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius. Taurus is also an earth sign. The other earth signs are Virgo and Capricorn. So the earth signs are very practical, very stable, but, you know, it can be a bit of a stick in the mud and hard to budge. So thankfully, it's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So Venus lends Taurus a healthy dose of sensuality and a pleasure-loving streak. Now, when I think of Taurus, I think of they like to be comfy and cozy, and they have good taste and refined manners, which comes from Venus. And I think of, like, gourmet, a lot of gourmet. They like their senses to be engaged. So, you know, the taste, so fancy restaurants and really good taste and designer brands and labels, but not for the showy appeal, because Taurus appreciates good quality. It's not about showing off. It's about appreciating good quality, being comfortable, know that you've worked hard to be able to afford these things. Taurus is one of the money signs of the zodiac as well. And on that note, we will be taking a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm talking about the signs of the zodiac this evening. There are 12 signs of the zodiac, and I only just got through 1.5 of them. So there's a lot to say. And just before the break, I was talking about Taurus, the second sign of the zodiac, and how Taurus is a fixed earth sign. So that means it can be stubborn, but once it sets its mind to something, that's it. And then as an earth sign, it's very practical and down to earth. And if you are lucky enough to have a Taurean in your life, you will know that they are big cuddle bunnies. Big fluffy teddy bears is when I think of Taurus, that's what I think. They like comfort. That is very important to them. They are very charming and in touch with all the sensual pleasures of life. Can be a little bit lazy sometimes, because they like to be comfy and cozy. But they can work very hard as well. Built very sturdy with a strong back. They're the money sign of the zodiac, so they have an excellent grasp of resources. And they do like to spend their money that they have worked so hard to get. They have fine taste, luxurious dinners at five-star restaurants when it comes to Taurus. Taurus make great restaurant critics, farmers, and luxury boutique owners. I was trying to think of different things when I was going through each of the signs and what I felt that they would be good at. Unusual jobs, which seems to be quite fitting of the characteristics of each of the signs. So the third sign of the zodiac is Gemini. Gemini is represented by the twins. So the twins, they're mischievous, playful. There's two of them. One has one personality, the other has the other personality. They can be a little bit devious. They have the energy of two people with all the diverse interests and urges that go with it. Gemini is a mutable air sign that's ruled by Mercury, the communication planet. So Gemini is all about communication and the intellect. And, you know, Gemini's best friend is someone who will stay up late with them discussing everything under the sun. They can be very quick-witted. They're highly observant. Geminis don't miss much. They have an agile sense of humor and a real need for freedom on all levels, intellectual, romantic, and otherwise. So Geminis, they've got a reputation of being a flirt. But they're not really flirting. They're just connecting on an intellectual level. You know, Geminis, what floats their boat is really connecting with people and learning about everything. Not just like sitting down in a classroom learning, but really learning about people, different customs, and from different places. So much the better. Geminis have a very bright, fast mind. So they need to be stimulated all the time. And there are just so many interesting people out there. You know, they get bored really fast. And Geminis tend to intellectualize their feelings. So they're not very sentimental. So they're not really into all the emotional stuff. Geminis can be indecisive because they have so many different interests and urges. They just don't know which one to follow first. You know, some other signs might consider them wishy-washy, changing their minds. But, you know, they're an exciting sign. There's always a lot of excitement around a Gemini. They're always very much part of the party, knowing what's what. And they're extra fun, you know, like take them on a road trip or a visit to the bookstore or the theatre or really anywhere. Now, I think Geminis make great writers, journalists and photographers, because they're always out there capturing the world with their inquisitive minds. Now, the fourth sign of the zodiac is Cancer, and Cancer is symbolized by the crab. Cancer is a very sensitive, emotional sign, and so when things get tense, Cancer goes into self-protection mode, going into its shell. So that's why Cancer, the crab, will carry its home on its back, because if it needs to hide, it will go into its shell and it will not come out until it's ready. Now, Cancer is a cardinal water sign and it's ruled by the moon. And the moon is all about emotions in astrology. So anytime I look at someone's chart, I see where their moon is, what sign it's in, I understand their emotions and what drives them. So Cancer is ruled by the moon. It's very moody. Cancer is not just about self-protection, but Cancer is the caretaker of the zodiac. And so it will go to great lengths to keep its loved ones safe and supported. Cancer is all about the family first and foremost. Cancer has a reputation of being a homebody, homemaker. It's that the home environment is extremely important to Cancer, family, ancestry. But Cancer is so much more than that. It's not just about home and family, although that is a really high priority. Cancer needs to be deeply connected with their families. If there's an issue with the family that really will upset Cancer a lot, they'll do anything for their close friends as well. They can come across as introverted. That doesn't mean that they are, and it doesn't mean that they don't care. But they are very, very emotional, and they really retreat inwards when they're upset or trying to understand something. They might not always know how to express themselves because they're an emotional sign, not an intellectual sign. So there you have that handy shell again, ready for Cancer to retreat into. So that's why it's important for Cancer to surround themselves with caring types who understand their moods, which can fluctuate a lot because, remember, they're ruled by the moon. The moon changes sign every 2.5 days and the new cycle begins every 28 days. So Cancer is a very, very devoted sign to those it cares about. It's very supportive. It's very nurturing. You know, they're very connected to their roots and their ancestry. And this sign is a natural historian. So genealogy is important to this sign and where they come from. And nurturing, you know, the moon is all about nurturing. Cancer is all about nurturing, taking care of others. A lot of Cancers are great cooks. It's really important to nurture and care for themselves and those that they love. So on that note, Cancers make great chefs, caretakers, and historians. The fifth sign of the zodiac is Leo, and Leo is symbolized by the lion. So Leo is known as the king or queen of the jungle. And so that represents leadership, pride, warmth, courage and strength, and not to mention drama. So if you are fortunate enough to have a Leo in your life, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Leo loves the taste for the exciting and the dramatic. So they can be a very stimulating friend. They put on a bit of a bravado, but they're very sensitive underneath. Leo is a fixed fire sign. It's ruled by the sun, and so that means it loves to be the center of attention, and like any good drama queen, can get pretty stubborn when it doesn't get its own way. That's because Leo is a fixed fire sign. So fixed signs can be very stubborn, and fire signs are always on the go, always on the move. Leos make great actors. Because a lot of them have bigger than life personalities that are made for the stage. And they can be a little bit egotistical, you know, and they adore being in the spotlight. Now, if they don't get that, they can sulk, that's for sure. But what might seem like egotism, well, which probably is, they can make wonderful devoted friends because loyalty is one of their strongest points. And if they feel like they're getting the proper attention and respect from their loved ones, they'll return the favor with grand gestures of devotion. So not everything's one-sided with Leo. It might feel like it is sometimes, but typically they're a very generous sign. So loyalty is the key word here with Leo. It's like if they feel you're being loyal, they will return that to you in spades. They're very romantic and they will go to dramatic lengths to woo the object of desire. You know, for example, they won't just stop with a dozen roses. They'll go with a room full of roses rather than just a dozen. Dinner and a movie, that's amateurish, according to a Leo. They love luxury and finery and will treat a date to the finest five-star restaurant or even better yet, a private rooftop feast. How about that? Or maybe a private yacht flown in on a helicopter. Well, that sounds a bit like Taurus would appreciate something like that. Both of those are fixed signs, though. So on that note, Leos make great movie stars, theatre directors and managers of any type. Next up, we have the sixth sign of the zodiac, and that is Virgo. And Virgo is symbolized by the maiden. So the maiden represents purity. So purity is all about perfection, purity, cleanliness, fastidious, and all about doing everything the right, prim, proper way. So that's what the maiden represents with Virgo. So, you know, it has that reputation. They can be prim and fastidious. So it's really all about purity, perfectionism. They can be a little bit reserved, though, because Virgo, it's the maiden, which means the young woman. The symbol is a young woman in a field of wheat. So the wheat is also nurturing. It's what sustains us. So then you've got Virgo can be a little bit, reserved, a little bit introverted, a little bit prudish sometimes. But maybe people or other signs take that the wrong way because it's more about seeking perfection. And so with the right person, Virgo can relax and let their hair down sometimes. Virgo is a mutable earth sign, and so mutable earth signs, the other mutable signs are Gemini, Sagittarius and Pisces, and so what that means is it's like go with the flow type of energy. They can turn in a new direction at a moment's notice. Virgo is also an earth sign. The other earth signs are Taurus and Capricorn, and they're very practical. The earth signs are very practical. They're very good with money. They're very methodical, pragmatic. And so when you combine those things with Virgo, they're very good in a support or service role, you know, helping other people. They don't need to be out there front and center like Leo, but they're more comfortable following someone else's lead. So they can come across as quite prim and aloof. But that's really like a being a bit reserved and standing back, waiting to see what happens, rather than jumping straight into something. They're sort of like calculating and working out the best approach. Now, Virgo is ruled by communication planet Mercury. Mercury also rules Gemini. So this is intellectual. So Virgo, even though it's an earth sign, it's also an intellectual sign. I think Virgo is a very misunderstood sign, and I think the reputation there comes from Virgo seeking perfection, which makes it seem critical to other signs, rather than just going with the flow and letting things go because good enough is good enough. Virgo likes to take things to the next level. And I think that's where it comes in, this misunderstood sign being very highly critical, where really it just wants things to be just right. So Virgo likes to be in the support role. It's funny how it's the sign next to Leo, which likes to be center of attention. That's quite interesting. But, you know, how this sign shows its devotion is to help and take care of and, you know, really being of assistance in all areas when it comes to relationships. You know, Virgo is devoted to its friends. It wants to help in any way possible, you know, which they think is offering advice, but other signs might take that as criticism. So Virgo, because it's ruled by Mercury, is all about getting its ideas across even if they're coming across as nitpicking, Virgo really does like to be helpful. And it's very much about detail. Virgo is the sign of detail. So thank goodness we have Virgos in the world, because they do the detail stuff that the other signs really don't want to do. And the interesting thing that I've found over the years with Virgo, it's meant to be the sign of cleanliness, but the flip side of that, there's been a lot of slobs out there who are Virgos. So it's like then they're going with the shadow trait of the sign. But Virgos are known to be neat freaks typically, unless they're living in the shadow of the sign. So then it goes the other way. So the Virgo has a never-ending quest for perfection, which is a tall order for everyone, I would say. So I think Virgo is really the hardest on itself rather than everyone else, if you can believe that. If you have a Virgo in your life, you might be surprised by that statement, but that is true. Now, Virgos make great accountants, research analysts, and healthcare practitioners. Because Virgo is also the sign of health. Next up, the seventh sign of the zodiac is Libra. And Libra is symbolized by the scales, which is all about balance. And that's what Libra's lifelong pursuit is, finding balance in life. You know, Libra is happiest when everything around it is in equilibrium, when everyone is happy and getting along. And there are no major injustices, making life seem sweet. So that's what it is with Libra, the scales of justice and finding balance. Libra is a cardinal air sign that's ruled by Venus. And on that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned and I will continue with Libra after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the 12 zodiac signs tonight and how different each of them are and what their ruling planets are, and get to know other people who are in your life a little bit better through the characteristics of a sun sign. But of course, as I said at the beginning of the show, astrology is so much more than sun signs and daily horoscopes. It's all the planets in various signs at the moment you were born, which make up the characteristics of each individual. Humankind cannot really be divided into 12 categories, But that's a great place to start, are the 12 sun signs. So just before the break, I was talking about Libra, the seventh sign of the zodiac. And Libra is symbolized by the scales, which are all about balance. So Libra is happiest when everything around is in equilibrium. Now, Libra is the sign of relationships. So it's not just marriage and partnerships, but just relationships in general. Libra make really great hosts. They are very much on the party scene, but I don't mean party. I mean, you know, like refined social events really is more what I'm thinking of with Libra. Libra is a cardinal air sign that's ruled by Venus. Venus is a planet of love and it also rules Taurus. It's all about the sweet things in life. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. And so they're very much the initiators or the trendsetters of the zodiac. And an air sign is very intellectual. The air signs are Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. So it's all about being intellectual and all about the mind. So what makes Libra a little bit different is that it's ruled by Venus, planet of love. So Libra is very much into relationships and is happiest when in a relationship. And Librans typically don't like not being in a relationship for very long. Sometimes they're in a relationship for too long before the expiration date, just simply because they don't like being single, typically. Parties and romance are two of the sign's favourite pastimes. Librans cannot stand confrontation. I know many of us don't like confrontation, but Libra especially. And they're typically with, they move in the circles of being with happy, beautiful people. The motto of Libra could be, why can't we just all get along? And so they make really good partners and in love and business partners because they're all about partnership. They're all about the other person. They're all about harmony, peace and balance. They can be a little bit wishy-washy and the reason is because they can see all sides of the situation. A bit like the Libra counterpart, the air sign Gemini. They can see all sides of the situation. That's why it's hard to come to a decision sometimes because there are just too many options. You know, so sometimes the reputation of Libra is they'd rather waffle around, not really giving a solid response to a question or putting their foot down on an issue and potentially alienating or upsetting someone is really the reason. So in other words, Libra is known to be indecisive. But it really does come from a place of wanting to please and please people, please others, which sort of gets in the way of taking a firm stance. So be kind to Libra when it can't make up its mind or it's not telling you, giving you a firm answer. That's the reason why. And, you know, sometimes they can tell little white lies. But again, it's also in the name of sparing someone's feelings. You know, for example, someone might say, does this dress look good on me? When secretly Libra might be thinking, no, it's adding 10 pounds to your frame. But, you know, it's easier to say, yes, it looks great, rather than really speak the truth and hurt someone's feelings, that sort of thing. So, and if their feelings get hurt, they won't speak up because they don't want to create disharmony. And that's really what it's all about. So they do make very gentle, sweet and refined friends. I also think of Libra being at art galleries and, you know, and in the social scenes, you know, the socialites of the zodiac, that's Libra. So Librans make great diplomats, artists, and party planners, because Libra is also the sign of beauty. So the eighth sign of the zodiac is Scorpio. Now, Scorpio, I'd have to say, is the most misunderstood sign of all. it's symbolized by the scorpion. And so people immediately think of that poisonous tail that can lash out and sting when its victims least expect it. Scorpio can most definitely do that, but it does come from a place of when it's been hurt, it will do that. So Scorpios will do that when they're upset or pushed into a corner. Scorpio is probably the most complex sign of the zodiac, very passionate, and it sometimes acts in passion rather than thinking things through properly first. Scorpio is a fixed water sign, and the other fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius, and the other water signs are Cancer and Pisces. So Scorpio is ruled by both Mars and Pluto, which is where all that passionate intensity comes from, because Pluto is the most intense sign of the zodiac, and Mars is the warrior planet. So when you combine those two things, there's so much intensity that's coming from Scorpio. So when you mix that all together, there's emotions that run miles deep, like a fathomless ocean. And of course, because it's a fixed sign, it's got the stubbornness to match. So what a combination that is with Scorpio. But here's another thing. The key word for Scorpio is loyalty. Heard that before with Leo. So with Scorpio, it's the same. Loyalty is so important to this sign. Scorpio is known to be incredibly intense, because they have so many things going on under the surface. It's just amazing that they can seem to be so put together. There's just so much happening, especially emotionally. So the passion and the intensity really make for a highly compelling personality. And Scorpio is one of the sexiest signs of the zodiac. It's very magnetic. It's a brave sign, but it can be very possessive and vengeful when given the proper motivation. I always say never get on the wrong side of a Scorpio, and they're only slightly less intimidating as friends. They do love to control their surroundings, including the people around them, and they often take a behind-the-scenes approach to manipulation, but it all comes from a good place, and it's that drive to connect, to know as deeply as they want to be known. Scorpios make great psychologists, dramatic actors, and surgeons. Next up, the ninth sign of the zodiac is Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is symbolized by the archer, which is the truth seeker of the zodiac. And so if you think about the archer, they're sending out arrow after arrow, aiming for the bullseye. And for Sagittarius, that bullseye could be, really, it's all about the truth. So sending out arrow after arrow, aiming for the truth, is what Sagittarius is all about. And that's how they operate in life, striking out into the unknown with far-reaching idealistic vision of possibilities. Sagittarius is the adventurer, the explorer, the philosopher of the zodiac. Now, Sagittarius is a mutable fire sign, and it's ruled by Jupiter, the planet of luck. Now, Sagittarians do seem lucky, but really, seemingly without effort, but really that's because their mutable nature, which is go with the flow, switching course at a moment's notice, well, what better way to bring luck into your life than keeping your eyes open for opportunities, because you're willing to turn on a dime, really, is part of it. And also they're the explorer and the seeker. But sometimes, you know, Sagittarius, it's hard to see the trees from the forest because they're not great with detail. It's not really their thing because they're too busy getting excited about the big picture to keep an eye on the little things. So Sagittarius is a great brainstormer. It can see life from a higher point of view. Who cares about details? So Sagittarius has a reputation as a lifelong student and teacher. a people lover and, again, an adventurer. Sagittarius wants to get out into the world and experience everything and everyone in it. They love people and experiences. And, you know, the people from further away, the better. Sagittarius likes to learn about new cultures, new people from different cultures and faraway places. Sagittarius can't stand routine. It thrives on spontaneity. And they just like to, they're just the lifelong learner. So Sagittarius make great teachers, travel guides, and athletes because the archer or the centaur is their sign, and the mythology of the centaur is very much into sports. Next up, we've got the 10th sign of the zodiac, and that is Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is symbolized by the goat, but really it's the sea goat. And the sea goat is a mythological creature, so I tend to usually say the mountain goat, just to keep things simple. But basically, it's the sea goat. So the front half is the goat, and the back half is like a mermaid's tail. And this little mythological creature comes from the bottom of the ocean. It works its way up to the very top of the mountain. So if you think about the mountain goat, you know, the little mountain goat climbing to the top of the mountain, doesn't matter how long it takes to get there. Well, think about this creature that takes so much longer to get there from the bottom of the ocean. And that represents Capricorn's ambition and long-term planning and ambition. And it's a very strategic thinker as well. So the mountain goat's always climbing to the top of the mountain, ascending to the heights of their career because Capricorn, as I said, is a very ambitious sign. For many Capricorns, it's about career. They're very hard workers. They might feel a lifelong inner need to impress others with their accomplishments. Healthy bank balance is very important for this sign. They're a cardinal earth sign. So cardinal means they're initiating, they're getting things started. Earth sign, you know, they're very practical with money. They're pragmatic, methodical, just very practical thinking people. They've got incredible perseverance. Think of the symbol of the mountain goat climbing to the top of the mountain. And they'll do whatever it takes to get something done. They're not much for risk-taking, which is fine, because they're all about climbing to the top of the mountain. So they've got to be calculated to do that. You have to plan your steps and your path and your direction. And sometimes they might even be recalculated and recalculated again, just to make sure that they're going to get the outcome they want. Capricorns like to work hard. They like to see the returns from their efforts, such as cold hard cash, of course. And they definitely have an eye for the bottom line. So, you know, the other thing is that with Capricorn, you know, they're so ambitious with long-term plans, they might even take a low-paying position just as a stepping stone to get to where they need to go later on. So they're ruled by Saturn, which is a taskmaster planet that urges discipline in all endeavours of life. So sometimes they can be a bit of a stick in the mud because they have their plan and they don't want to change that. The Capricorns make great stockbrokers, of course, loan officers and news anchors. The 11th sign of the zodiac is Aquarius, symbolized by the water bearer and the humanitarian of the zodiac, who brings water to the parched masses and loves to lend a helping hand. But more than anything, Aquarius really likes to feel different from everyone else around them. And the symbol is the water bearer, but they're an air sign, not a water sign. So they're an intellectual sign. Because they're fixed, they can be a little bit stubborn sometimes. The ruling planet is Uranus and the co-ruler is Saturn. So two planets that are completely different from each other. Uranus is very changeable and unpredictable, whereas Saturn is very focused. So that really sums up what Aquarius is all about. It's radical and out there, but really it's very solid and steady behind the scenes. It's an air sign, so it's very intellectual as well. Aquarius loves futuristic stuff, scientific stuff. It's very much freedom-seeking. It can be hard to pin down sometimes, And it's very much about learning and the mind. They make great philanthropists, inventors, and scientists. And finally, we have Pisces, the 12th sign of the zodiac, sweet, sweet Pisces. So Pisces is symbolized by the fish, and they're two fish swimming in two different directions. And that represents the mutable nature of Pisces, where it wants to go one way and then the other half of itself wants to go another way and try to make up its mind on which way to go. It also represents, the two fish also represents the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So in other words, Pisces is very, it's a very psychic sign. And so it relies a lot on its subconscious mind and having guidance or getting guidance from a higher source. So on one fish is the conscious mind of the day-to-day, but really it's operating from its subconscious mind. That's why a lot of Pisces, if you are fortunate enough to have a Pisces in your life, you will know that they are very, very intuitive people. And if they're not listening to their intuition, they're not really fully living within the characteristics of their sign. So Pisces is like those fish swimming along in the currents, taking whatever comes. And they're a mutable water sign, so they're very much about go with the flow. And they're perfectly happy in romance and their psychic abilities. They're also ruled by Neptune, planet of fantasy and imagination. They make great poets, dream analysis, and massage therapists. And there you have it. There's the 12 signs of the zodiac.